On the home run, Ian Moss, Tucker's daughter. It's Monday afternoon. That means Home Run Health Matters with Colin Wood from Full Life Pharmacy. Good afternoon, Colin. How are you, mate?
Good afternoon, Lee. I'm pretty good, thanks.
Today we're going to talk about gout. And if you've ever seen someone suffering with it, or if you are a sufferer yourself, you'll most likely associate it with pain. Now, this is a condition that can strike in the blink of an eye and have grown men reduced to tears in the space of a few minutes. Now, some people say gout is a form of payback felt by grumpy old men for an indulgent or irresponsible lifestyle. But is there more to it than that, Colin?
Well, there is, and I guess I must plead guilty. My toes are sort of twitching as we start to talk about this, because when gout strikes, usually it's the big toe that gets affected first. So it can be brought on by overindulgence, but usually you have to be prone to gout in the first place. And I guess on a serious note, it's a form of arthritis, which is actually a disease of inflammation, so it makes sense that it's sort of included with that group of illnesses. It's caused by an excess of uric acid, which forms crystals in the joints, and these sort of in turn then cause inflammation, which then leads to the pain. So pretty nasty when you get it.
Now, my grandfather used to get gout, and I'm pretty sure he didn't like anybody touching the spot where the gout was. What actually happens to bring on an attack, Colin?
Yeah, well, when there's excess of uric acid in your system, it sort of forms crystals in the joints, and as I said, it's mainly the big toe, but sometimes it can be the ankles or the knees, or sometimes in your elbows and your hands, and I guess over the time these crystals grow larger and they become more prone to flare-ups, and which causes sudden inflammation, like a pain like a needle basically sticking into the joint. Sometimes it'll become rich, sort of red and itchy to start with and give you a bit of warning, but sometimes it just hits you with a whack, so it's pretty nasty.
Righto, so why do we have uric acid in our body in the first place? Does it have a function?
Well, it does. What uric acid is a waste product, which is formed from substances called purines when the body naturally regenerates its cells. And purines are important because they provide part of the chemical structure of our genes. So there's a natural turnover, and uric acid as a byproduct also has an antioxidant effect, which helps to prevent damage to our blood vessel lining. So a continual supply of uric acid is part of the natural process for protecting our blood vessels from being no good.
So, the question is, if it's part of a natural process, why does it result in gout and pain?
Yeah, well, I guess if you get higher levels of uric acid, which can be caused by eating certain foods that are high in purine, such as, say, meat or sweetbreads, shellfish, and there's also drinks like fruit juice and alcohol drinks, particularly beer, that can cause a high level of uric acid, which leads to this inflammation and the crystals forming. So you can also have high uric acid levels if you have reduced kidney function, or if you live with diabetes, sometimes if you're overweight, or if you're dehydrated, that can all lead to higher uric acid levels, which makes these crystals more likely to form. So I guess if we overindulge or don't take care of ourselves or have other conditions, then uric acids can be high, leading to attack. And some people just genetically are prone to high uric acid levels, so it's something to watch out for if that's, if you fall into that group.
Right, well, we established that gout is a form of arthritis, so if we are unlucky enough to get struck down by an attack of gout, what should we do? Please, are there any anti-inflammatory drugs to treat gout?
Yeah, the anti-inflammatory drugs certainly are one of the better remedies to treating flare-ups in gout, because they help reduce the inflammation and the pain. But if you're prone to gout attacks, especially after you've had the first one, then there's other medications that the doctor can prescribe to you to reduce your chance of having high uric acid levels and reducing flare-ups. One called colchicine has traditionally been used for particularly for flare-ups, but it can lead to some side effects, sort of gastro irritation and other things, so it's not always used these days. There are other medications that are used to as for a baseline thing to keep your uric acid levels at a usable rate, but not too high. So best thing to check with your doctor. Sometimes, I guess, also the symptoms you have, you may think, oh, I've just had another attack of gout, when it could be something else like an infection or something else. So best to check with your doctor when you do have flare-ups.
So if you think you're having an attack of gout and you don't have access to these medicines, maybe it could be a first-time attack of gout, what should you do?
Well, applying something cold like an ice pack or something to the area that's affected will help to naturally reduce the inflammation, but also sort of numb some of the pain. Some of the over-the-counter anti-inflammatories are quite good as well, like diclofenac or ibuprofen can be used in the short term as well. and you may be dehydrated, which has led to the uric acid build-up. So drinking water and keeping well hydrated will hopefully help to minimise that, that initial attack for you as well.
Now, to wrap up, Colin, most people who suffer from gout have a pretty keen interest in preventing further attacks. What sort of things could they be doing to reduce the chance of that attack of gout?
Well, yeah, I guess cutting down on alcohol consumption and avoiding binge drinking is a good way to do it. Not always possible, but nevertheless, if you are prone to gout, it may be worthwhile considering. But certainly keeping well hydrated, drinking plenty of water will help to stop that uric acid level from creeping up. You can consult a dietitian to get advice on some healthy and well-balanced diet and eating and stuff so that you can minimise the intake of those purines that I mentioned at the start. Resting the joint that is actually infected or affected by gout is a good idea as well. You can sort of have an attack of gouty arthritis and you probably won't want to move it much anyway, but if you can just rest it and keep it raised, that will help to reduce the inflammation and the pain. Exercising regularly will help to keep flowing through your uric acid flowing through your system rather than building up in one area. So regular exercise tends to help. And I guess if you are prone to it, making sure you stay up to date with your prescriptions and checking with your doctor on regular occasions just to make sure that your uric acid levels are in control and aren't likely to flare up on you when you least need it.
And of course, if you need any further information on gout, ask your pharmacist. Colin Wood from Full Life Pharmacy, Ulverston, thank you for joining us on Home Run Health Matters today.
Great. Thanks, Lee.